Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Thank you so much. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank God I won today, or I would have not preached. Because people cannot be winning, and now we just see there's a, none of them are saying, okay, let me just even transfer the credit to you. Praise the Lord. When I felt that we are going to talk about positioning, really, I just heard the word positioning, and never didn't know what really to say until the early hours of this morning, just preparing, and the Lord gave me a scripture. And that's what we're going to use today. More than ever before, we are living in uncertain times, but we have a very certain God. I don't know the future, but I know the holder of the future. Every day as a man, whether especially married men, and you that's about getting married, Jerry, just be on the keyboard. We take decisions. Your wife is waiting for your decision. They say, let my husband come. You that want to get married, you are the one to propose to the woman. So there are decisions every day. And decisions determine destiny. But from what resource do I take my decision from? David was in that dilemma many years ago. There are two Old Testament heroes, maybe three, because I love Moses, because he was the one that talked to God face to face. The two others I like more is David and Nehemiah, who completed a project in 52 days that was not completed in 72 years. Nehemiah means comfort, a comforter, just like the Holy Spirit. Heaven is called the city of David. The key to heaven is the key of David. To us, Moses did not enter the promised land. But in the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses was there. You see, let's turn our Bibles. It's a very familiar scripture, but the Lord began to show me about it. Because people are talking about the second wave. I just saw what the governor of Lagos said, wrote about shutting nightclubs, shutting down the church buildings and the mosques. You have their 50% capacity. Everybody's prophesying. Because we do not know how powerful our words is, we use it anyhow. What if you say biscuit and biscuit appears? Well, how will you do? If you say accident and you have accident, what will you be saying? That means that you'll be careful with what you say. It's a power, the power of life and death is in your tongue. That means that you can tell something to live and it will live. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I'm reading it from two translations and I'll read it carefully. I'll read it very carefully for us to understand. I'm reading from the first of all, New King James Version. I'll read from the Passion Translation. I like the Passion Translation. Thank God we have the Passion Translation is in the one that was first written was Songs of Solomon. You now have all the New Testament in the Passion Translation, and you have Isaiah now and Genesis. So you can get it. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say amen. In Psalm 23, in the Passion Translation, it says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his lustrous love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brooks of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Wow. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I will never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why will I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterwards, when my life is true, I will return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Positioning. David understood positioning. If you read through the Psalms, you will understand the fights that David had to go through to fight. You understand some of his depressions. You understand how David was in despair, how David was afraid sometimes. And I can't tell you what will come to you this year we have entered, or this new calendar year we are about to enter. But I must tell you one thing about positioning. It's not taking a position, it's about positioning. In Isaiah 41, it said, they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon him. Waiting upon the Lord, biblically, is not being in one place doing nothing. Waiting upon the Lord is looking at where the cloud is going, then following. That's the optimum positioning I will talk about today. David started, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And everything is said from Psalm 21, verse 2 to the end, or to verse 6, was all because the Lord is the shepherd. A sheep has no defense mechanism. Nothing. It can't defend itself. Has no horn. In fact, when they are on their backs, they can die there until the shepherd comes. So that means that David understood that the way he is to his sheep, because he was a shepherd boy, that's the way the Lord is with for him. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. You see, sometimes your shepherd may take you some things. You really want to be a sheep to the shepherd, then you have to take some pruning. The shepherd knows that when the sheep is going astray, he has to put the sheep back and constantly. And maybe when I'm talking about the rod and the staff, they comfort me. You understand that some of the pain you are going through is comforting you. In verse 1 of that chapter, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another thing says, I have more than enough. How can David, who is running away from a king, have more than enough? You see, I was talking to my coach recently. And he was telling me, these are some things you need to buy or need to get as you play golf and you do this. And I looked at him one time and I just told him, I don't believe in money, I believe in provision. You don't need to have money. to get the things you want. My son is in SS2. My daughter just finished secondary school, and they don't have a bank account. And they didn't line up, prostrating. And they just understand that they have a father who will pay their school fees. So when the school fee, when the time for school comes, they just ask for what they want. They carry their bag. They are not interested in what you are saying. They are not interested. They are not this thing. I have a brother here who, after 9 years, the Lord blessed him with two children, a twin. I'm not sure those children, as he left home this morning, say, "Daddy, as you are coming, get Pampers for me." He knows that he will be irresponsible if he doesn't do that. And Jesus made a statement. He said, "You being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children." You see, as men, most times our temptation is how to figure things with our head. He said, "I have all this worked out." Especially when your wife is complaining and your wife is getting scared and everything. And because you want to be politically correct, you say, "Don't worry, I've made some investment. I've made this thing." Everything in this world is shakable. Everything. There is nothing that is stable. Your job is not stable. You say, "Oh, I need a job that has job security." There's no job security anywhere. Because what will come, will come. People were sincerely rejoicing that they had money until some banks closed. And they have never recovered to them. Some people even died. Why? Because their trust and their security is what their hands have produced. And David said no. So the first thing you need to understand is that where is your anchor this year and the rest of your life? You see, the greatest need of every woman, or especially your wife inclusive, or the woman you are going to marry, the greatest need they have is security. And that's why when money is getting finished, they get scared. When they see that things are not working for you, they are the ones that get scared. They wake you up at night and begin to ask questions that you don't have answers to. And if you are not married here, just know that you will get there. Especially when they ask for some type of money that you used to bring before. Now it's taking you days. They will begin to ask questions. They can't sleep anymore. I used to be like that when I left the bank and the money was not there anymore. And the borehole will spoil, will take another week. And everything. Then my wife will ask a question. I will say, give me 3 months. Don't worry, 6 months. I've done some things and everything just to make the mind to calm down. Until it got to a stage that pushed me to a place where I understood that you can't even complain because nobody sent you. Who do you complain to? If you complain to people, they will say, "Why don't you go back?" If you tell people this is what you are going through, say. So you get to a place where you know that your back is against the wall and the only thing you need is him. And listen to me. Please don't get to that stage. In the midst of pleasure, that's when you should pray more. Because when you get to that stage, even if he's answering your quest, your prayers, you will not know. You will not know. Because your problem is too much that you cannot even see what he's doing. You see, David understood this well. That's why when David became king, the first thing he sought to bring was the ark. I'm talking about he's already king. Saul is no more. There's no threat to his life. God has subdued kingdoms around him. That means that he was now living the good life. Don't you think that's the best time to say, "Why do I pray again?" Does it not shock you that when people are praying, That's when people tell you, is there any problem? Is there, why are you coming to prayer all the time? Why are you on open heaven virtual prayer room every time? There's a particular time you come in. Because we just know that we need God when there's emergency, not all the time. And that's how men are wired, especially when you can sit down with your friends and they tell you what's going on, and you tell them, you know what, I do this. You know, when men gather, the first thing, when you see your friends, say, what do you do now? Huh? What do you do now? What do you do now? What do you do now? And nobody ever asks you, Charles, how are you? Because if I ask you, how are you? The only thing you can tell me is fine. Because we are not programmed to actually pour out our heart. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I have more than enough. The Passion Translation says, my best friend. My best friend is the one I tell my what I'm going through, my hidden things. You see, it's not only to talk about your problems alone, talk about your temptations. You know, Father, this girl that comes to my office every day, my head is turning. You know, sometimes we don't pray like that. In verse 2, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Nations that have good health systems, people are dying. And the ones that don't have good health systems are alive. I've seen a nation who the medical personnel are not paid well. Their health system is great. And I've seen others is great, but there's a mammon inside. Cuba medical doctors are paid $20 a month. They have the best healthcare system in the world. Or let me say it's better than the U.S. I'm not saying they should pay you $20. I'm just saying. Who is leading you in green pasture? It's talking about your provision. I know things are working out well for you. When things are working out well for you, you don't ask questions anymore. Is it one of the greatest advice my spiritual father gave me many years ago? He said, Ben, when money grows, take your eyes away from it. You see, you know, money has a way of behaving like Holy Spirit. The way you feel when you are under the anointing. No, who can? There's a way when the anointing comes upon you, there's this joy that comes. That's how you feel when alert comes or alarm. All of a sudden, you may wake up and not be able to sleep. And the only thing, you'll be smiling. So when David said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. That means that it's the shepherd that finds the pasture, not the sheep. You see, the shepherd is walking in front of the sheep and making a just a clicking sound. And the sheep is following. It doesn't matter whether the shepherd is going to a valley, they will go. Especially when the baby sheep is following. The baby sheep is following the footsteps of the mother sheep. And the mother sheep is following the sound of the shepherd. And more than ever before, this is how you are going to live your life this year. Because you see, when it was February I traveled, came back by my, thank God, I would have just been heard lockdown. But nobody ever predicted accurately the pandemic and the lockdown. He said, people have already enacted it, But you must understand clearly. We must understand clearly that it's time for us to lead the people beside still waters. And which people are they? Your staff, your wife, and even yourself. And how do you go to green pastures and be led in still waters? Because you see, a sheep will never drink in troubled waters because there's danger inside. It's when only you can anchor your life on him. That's the right positioning. Men, you know, we use our head a lot. And I can assure you, your head is too small to calculate the complexity of life. What will happen will happen. The pandemic happened and people got sacked, people lost their job, but people prospered. I can tell you, I can assure you, I don't know what happened. This year I've dedicated houses. I have people, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. We didn't lose any member to COVID, any person here. So also we didn't lose in Nigeria. In fact, somebody was in a project of writing a documentary and they got to the stage where everybody, that documentary says people should be dying and nobody's dying. So they abandoned the project. Some people may have programmed it to go wrong. Am I making sense? But who are you following? How many of you, this is your second time of coming to the world? Raise up your hand. Maybe, you know, some people believe that last world they were frogs. Now they are human beings. So they see whether they can make it. And maybe next time, so when you are even killing a goat, you say, how do you know that that's not your grandmother? This is your first attempt at life and your last. And it's better for you to follow the person that has been. In verse 3, he said, restores my soul. He restores my soul. You see, in the place of leading, the Passion Translation says, that's where it restores and revives my life. It opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so I can bring honor to his name. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. You are the righteousness of God, but there are paths for righteous people. He restores my soul. He revives my soul. Listen, there are some things that will happen to you, especially when David said, I was envious of the wicked. And I asked myself, why are wicked people always prospering? The ones that their hands are not clean. It's shocking now that we now feel that, as in our nation, that if you are not dubious, you can't be wealthy. There's that thinking, especially there's that thinking. And if you are not careful, maybe somebody that you know, that you are doing legitimate things, but this person is doing it, then they now start comparing you to that person. Especially in that our part, in this our part, where they say, you don't know what your mate stay past you. It creates a wound in your heart that maybe you want to show, and it says in that is in his presence that your soul can be revived. Many of us men, we need to go for inner healing. I'm telling you. To that emotional heal, those things that have wounded you, that is making you now to perform. That you just want to break, you want to have things to just happen. And so it doesn't matter what goes. And it doesn't matter whether your name goes. But the Bible says, if I follow him, it's going to take me through pathways. Because you see, let me tell you, it's just because you have not seen money. That's why I say you can't steal. I'm telling you, you see here, where you can see where you can easily make some $1 million, and we're talking about $500,000 that is looking at you. It's not normal. There's no big deal in it, oh, just because everybody's doing it. In fact, people will tell you, say 500 is too small. And you are still saying, no, I have a name to protect, the name of God. You see, it's only going to take God that will tell you that the day they are going to talk about the money, your ears will be closed. Don't you see when they catch criminals? The way they now start talking, you will know that deep inside of them is the image of God, not to do evil. As a pastor, I can steal. Briefly, I can have one girlfriend, not in Benin. I say something, I'm tempted. I say, my brother, I see fine girls. Some of you are laughing. I see. In the making of beautiful women, there's no end. There's no end. I'm not quick to rush to criticize people. Neither am I quick to affirm I'm given sanctified mercy. But we need, when we position with him, he will take us through. A pastor one day said, somebody came to his office. I knew that there's nothing underneath this person. Just wore a dress they can button from up to down. From that day, he now created glass. You are seeing me. I'm seeing you. Why? It's the path of righteousness. You see, there's a righteousness by identity. But there's the outworking of righteousness that deals with your character. If you are not doing well, you may hide it from your children, but they know. And they will take that standard and bring it lower. And the only power you have, my brothers and sisters, is not the power of your positive thinking or your positive talking or people trying to create this thing around you. No. The power you have is just simple. The Holy Spirit. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. It's just the gospel. It's just it. It's just abandoning yourself and say, Lord, I have no power of my own. Leads me in the path of righteousness. That you find out that the things that people that were doing evil or they are doing unrighteous things, you are not doing it, but God is blessing you. You know, sometimes I ask God, if somebody can have money without you, what about you? It's only the devil that will give you money without character. Why? He knows that the money will kill you. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, but if he knows that you have solid character, he will try to fight that money from your hand. Because he knows that that money in the hands of a righteous man will deal a blow into his kingdom. And so, many of us right now, you are in the pruning process. It's leading you to just enough. That pasture, you are not having bank balance. You are not having this thing, but you are not hungry. And so the best thing is to you to say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me in all these things. I was talking to an MD, an executive director of an insurance company. He said when the COVID hit and we were asked to shut down, the board met and said, well, if you could do 10 billion, it's okay. Based on the And he and somebody that were friends, they came from the banking industry together, and they took the thing, they went to the altar of God, the church altar. He's a pastor too. And said, "Lord, you know, we can't meet this. Where's you?" Before the end of the year, they were doing 200% of that budget above. The year they had to increase salary by 20%. And the office was not opened. And when I asked them, he said, "You know what? We did nothing. There was no strategy. This is just God." You see, worldly strategy is so much overrated. So much. There is always strategy in the presence of God. I said I was going to share something. I'm trying to forget now. I'm trying to remember. Huh? Okay. And let's just jump to that. He said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." In pandemic or outside pandemic, he's still Lord. A woman was telling me, she's a designer. She's here. I said, "Before the thing hit, God was telling her, 'Why don't you start making houseware?'" Nobody thought that people could stay at home for 6 months. What would they be wearing? Suit. But it's only the only thing that baffled me is in this town, boutiques were still selling. I was wondering, where are they going? I'm telling you, I knew people that owned boutiques, they were selling, making money. He said, "He's there already. In the dark, he's still Lord. Because it was in the dark, he said, 'Let there be light.' In the midst of chaos, he said, 'Let there be light.' The rod and the staff, the rod is not for you. The rod is for the predator. It's a staff that has a club in the head. That when there's a predator coming, the shepherd will take the thing and fling it so that it scares it away. But the staff is bent on top to drag you into line. Those are the things that bring comfort to you. But sometimes when he has used the rod, he has used the staff to correct you, you refuse. A shepherd, seeing that the sheep has strayed away, is always straying away, and he knows that this sheep will be eaten very soon. You know what the shepherd does? He will break the leg. And when he breaks the leg, the shepherd will not carry it on his shoulder. He will break the leg. If it's more than one, they will stay. Why? The shepherd is more interested in you than in your comfort and convenience. It's easy to stray away so that you can have fun. That's why sometimes God will tell you no. You will pray. People will be getting breakthrough. In fact, the prayer you'll be praying for somebody about what you need, you will be getting it. Because you know what? Preserving prayer does not come with answers alone. Persevering prayer comes with answers and character. Where it says, "Zachariah, the prayer you have been praying and you have stopped praying have been answered." Really, if God gives you 1 million, will I see you now? If there's an alert of 1 million, 2 million in your account. Will I meet your car hang on Ring Road? This ring. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
You see, the proper positioning is this. Where's the cloud going? Whether as it relates to your finances, your marriage, parenting, everything emanates from His presence. I mean, everything emanates from His voice. If you can do that as a man, there's nowhere that you can't go. There is no hurdle you will not climb. You know what David said? He said, "They push me violently that I may fall, but the Lord helped me." They push me violently that I may fall, but the Lord helped me. Who is helping you? You know, we have the 5:30 prayer room. You know, we actually started as men with that 5:30. Now it's every day. And people are joining in. The best thing I can prescribe to you this year is that be a man of prayer. That's the best thing I can prescribe. That's the positioning. I discovered that the more you thank God for things, the more your heart begins to expand. And you see clearly. Because all these pains and hurt that people hurt you comes in. Rise up on your feet. I don't know about you. Put your hand on your chest before we go to questioning. Let my heart warm towards you this year. Lift up your voice and just pray. Let my heart be positioned to you. Come and lift up your voice. Yes, Lord. Kara kadia basokora kadia. As a man, I don't want to follow my own instincts. I want to follow what you as your voice, your voice. Let my heart be warm towards you, Lord. Marika basokora kadia. Baleka bara sakaria bararosa. Raka basokora kadia bararoskara. Libara da 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 zika bararosokora. Baleka basokora kadia. Zobara kadia bararosokora. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In all of this, He prepares a table before me. I will dine there. I will dine. Marika basukora karia bararosukora. Baleka barasukora karia bararoskara. Reke bosokola karia bararoskara karia bararoskara. Barika basukora karia bararoskara. Maraka basukora kara. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. I'd like to prescribe on 21 from the 8th of January, 21 days of fasting and prayer, 21 days with the Holy Spirit. Please plan to be a part of it. I invite you to men's prayer, open heaven virtual prayer room, 5:30, physical open heavens prayer room, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. every weekday. In fact, on Christmas Day, we'll be here for 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Take 1 hour each. People will come and take turns to be here. You can take 1 hour. Come with your family. You know why he respected Abraham? He said he will command his servant. He will command his household. Let's give our offerings. Father, we thank you for our offerings today. We bless you. Declare with me, say, I'm prospering right now. And the gates of hell will not prevail against me. Against my household. I release my offering today to cause a change to situations in Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor EJ.
Thank you, sir. Put your hands together for Reverend Ben. Um, Before we have question and answer session going, you can have our seats, please. Have your lovely seats. The question and answer session will be starting very soon. But before then, the men and in the media session have something they want to tell us very quickly. They have something they want to do for us very quickly. Those in the media session, please. Pastor Peter. If you have any questions and you don't want to ask it now, we could pass. We'll be passing papers around, and
just write them on the paper. Okay. Ikenna wants to tell us something very briefly.
Shalom, family. So good to be here. As part of our evangelism goal for men, one of the things that we worked out is. In the next 2 minutes, you can go to Facebook while the question and answer is going on. We're going to drop, there's something Reverend said that was very critical and key that we believe you should share to someone on your timeline. So we're going to drop that quote in a picture, and we need everyone to go there, share it, save up the picture, put it on your status, and every of your social media platform. Thank you. In 2 minutes, it will be ready. Okay, no, it's on Facebook, but if you are on the Men of Honor WhatsApp group, we'll drop the link on that WhatsApp group. But if you are not, please just signify and we'll quickly add you to the WhatsApp group. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So you can go online, go to the Facebook page, you like the picture, you can share with other people. You see the picture on the WhatsApp page as well, WhatsApp platform. Okay. Thank you. So, Papa, we have two questions here. While the other questions are coming, somebody asked a question here briefly. Say, can we say opportunity, having opportunity, is the same thing as positioning? How do you differentiate opportunity from a position? That's one question. Then the second one says, how do I know if God is talking to me or is my mind? First one says, can we say opportunity is positioning? What's the difference? What's the difference between opportunity and position?
God will bring you opportunities. Opportunities can come outside positioning. And people have taken opportunities and they have landed into trouble. People have taken it, they have not landed into trouble, but he has conditioned them to be another person. In positioning, you will meet problems, you will meet opportunities, and sometimes opportunities will come as problems. For example, you have a problem and now you are praying so much, you are reading the Bible, you are doing this thing. That's where God wanted you to be, because of another place he's taking you to. For me, that's opportunity. But to the world, that's not opportunity. You see, when the world defines something as this, always look your other side. That's one of the things I've discovered. Like, success is overrated. The way we pursue success, God will not say, "That well done, that good and successful servant." You see, when he comes, will he find faith in the head? That means that, will I still be doing something he has sent me to do, even if I'm not seeing outward results? So that's for me, is it? No doubt, opportunities that God will create for you to take. But look again whether that opportunity is your own or whether God brought it your way or maybe because of what you have been. You know, I can fellowship with a hideous car. I can meditate on it. I'll do this thing. And an opportunity will come for me to buy this car. But it violates the principles of God. For example, David had two clear chances to kiss her. If you are the one, will you kiss her? That's opportunity. But it violates the principles of God. So any opportunity that you have that violates the principles of God is not there. What did he say? I will not touch the Lord's anointed. But he has been removed. But are you the one that removed him? It's God that removed him. It's God who will take him out. Twice. The second one, he said, a sleep from the Lord. That means God brought the sleep on Saul to see what David would do. And to us, is that an opportunity? And if David has killed him with his head in his hand, he will become king. But the question is that he will have the blood of an anointed man in his hand. God is more interested in you than in your assignment. If he is not that, he wouldn't have tried to kill Moses when he's already sent him to go and deliver. He said, and the Lord wanted to kill him. And he took his wife to circumcise the child. So God is not more interested in your assignment and what you do than who you are and who he wants you to be. So you get that one clearly. So sometimes you allow some opportunities to go because it violates the principles of God. Listen, till you die, you will learn how to hear the voice of God. I want to tell you to get registered online in our course, in our school, maybe in February, or you can register in the KCCP online. It's at your own pace. It's a 1-year course on the cultures of heaven. One of them is the culture of valuing his presence. Every believer has a right to hear the voice of God. And if you say it's your mind, my brother, which mind do you have? Is it mind of devil or the mind of Christ? Sometimes the voice of God can become like your own mind speaking to you. Most times, the voice of God can be like the voice of your pastor. Especially when you want to beat the traffic light. How many of you hear my voice? You will think it's my voice, not my voice. Because how? Samuel learned to hear the voice of God by when he heard. God, if God wants to speak to you, it is his honors. If I want AJ to hear me, it's my own responsibility to increase my voice. It's my own responsibility to make sure AJ hears. That's why it says my sheep hear my voice. And if you hear God's voice, that's why you are in community. Huh? If you think it's your mind, bounce it off to the people you trust. If you don't trust your pastor, what are you doing in that church? If you don't trust people around you, what are you doing there? Because we have the mind of Christ, not I. And there are some people who are in church whose mind is not being renewed. They will advise you according to their tradition and their thinking. You see, when I was reading Psalm 23 just now, especially from the Passion Translation, there was like a presence that came into the room, two of us. You know why? We have stopped chanting scriptures. What did the Bible say in Joshua 1? Let this book of the law not depart from. Start from reading scripture, you hear his voice. Then learn how to. We teach people how to hear the voice of God. That's my job as a pastor. To teach you how to hear God's voice. And we have that culture around to do that. Thank you.
That's not all, sir. Sorry. The question here says, in a home, for example, where the for some time the man has lost his job or something, and the wife is the breadwinner. This one just came from somewhere. And the man has difficulties in communicating with the wife. Now he's seeing himself as, let's say, less of a man. How does he handle such a situation?
That means that you were seeing you're sorry. First of all, this is a wonderful question. Sorry you lost your job, or maybe you have a friend that lost his job. Sorry for that. But if money makes you a bolder man, money makes you more of a man, then you have false securities. There was a time I didn't have money like that. And my wife was bringing money. There was a time Apostle Achidume did not work. He had to start ministry. And the wife was working and the wife was bringing the money. No doubt, a woman likes enjoyment. So once in a while, she will flip. Don't take it to heart. Once in a while, she will flip. Even when you had money, self, it's because you did not, you didn't remember. She used to flip. But she used to use money to close her mouth. She used to flip. There's no woman that will not flip. The truth of it is that you have not learned how to pray for your wife. She's going through pain. When somebody is going through pain, would the person smile? She will shout. And please don't take your security from money. We try to do that. And that's why we don't go for secondary school union, because they are better than you in your own estimation. You don't talk when your mates are talking because they have something you don't have. So you have not become a human doing, not a human being. Your security should come from God. The more, if that woman is your wife and God gave you, I'm telling you, what will happen is that take everything, your pain and your hurt, to God. Tell him how you are feeling. Relate it with him. He will handle your wife. He will. And be patient with her. Understand that you are the head of the home. The head of the home does not mean that you are the one to bring the money. And there's no breadwinner anywhere. How many of you, where did the Bible call you the breadwinner of the house? As a man, did God say you are the breadwinner? If he says you are the breadwinner, then why did he say we should pray, give us this day? The bread and the bread making machine is in heaven. Just know how to assess it. And the more you pray, what will happen sometimes is that God will start increasing the money of your wife. He wants to touch your heart. All of a sudden, your wife starts having breakthrough, financial breakthrough. It always happens towards the beginning stage of a marriage. How many of you know that one? That stage. So you start having breakthrough as you're praying, so that this thing will be. God wants to push you more, to pray more. I remember those days, I'll come out from my house, be walking around 2 a.m. Rakabababa. Zika baba baba. It's not the prayer that made everything comfortable. God was warming my heart to be more loving, to be more patient, to understand that women have their own faults and flaws, and you just love it. So I prayed prayer that I'm not supposed to pray. Everything I pray, I don't even have prayer points. I'm confused. In the midst of all this. So love your wife, respect of anything, please. And the more you love your wife in the midst of this chaos, you are demonstrating Christ's character. This is what will happen. Why did God exalt Jesus above? He gave him a name above every other name. It was the way he treated his wife. He died for his wife. He condoled on the mess of the wife. Until today, he's still praying for the wife. And said, don't mind her behavior. Don't mind her behavior. You know, I died for her. Please help me. He's interceding today for the wife. How many of us will take up the ministry of intercession for our wives and begin to pray for her all the time? Whether there's pleasure, whether there's no pleasure, whether there's money, whether there's no money. Your job as a man is to stand as the intercessor of that home and intercede for your wife, because women have high satanic attack. How do I mean? He said, your seed shall bruise the head of the serpent. So who will the man go? Who will the devil go for? The enemy will go for your seed so that you will not put it. Then when the seed is put, he goes for the one that warehouses the seed, because it's going to stay there for 9 months. You just only shot it once. So your own is just simple. It's one. Pa! It's gone. The one that has for 9 months, or the one that will carry for 9 months, will be under attack. Especially when he knows he cannot conquer you again. Because now you are now aligned with him. And you go for your wife to distract you. And then all form of trouble comes. That's when your wife will go and borrow money where he's not supposed to borrow money. That's when they want... Different things happen. Different things happen. You say you should not carry the car. You just carry the car far. You are managing the car. You are managing the car for school runs and everything. She carried the car. She said, don't go for this part. She said, my mates are going. Before you know, they call you. They have scratched it. The money you don't have. Will you not kill her? No. So those are the things. That's why boys don't marry. Doesn't matter whether you are 40 years. You can be 45 and still be a boy, and somebody is 20 and a man. God bless you.
Sorry, one more question. It says, it's a follow-up to this, actually. I'm very sorry, this is the last one. Is it, how do men handle pressure? It's a follow-up. Handle pressure from family and friends who have gone ahead of them career-wise and are doing better. How do men handle pressure from family and friends who have gone ahead of them career-wise and are doing better?
From their family who has gone ahead. Friends and family who have gone ahead. I remember what Pastor Banky said. You can get him and say, the mother said, all your mates have built house. That means they have gone ahead. Eh? What's your definition of gone ahead? That's where I'm coming from. Because it might be a false definition. You may have gone ahead, but they don't know your own going ahead. And Pastor Bangi looked at the mother and said, so also I'm on some 100-something radio station. My mates are not there. Don't define me by house. I was talking to somebody. I said, houses that men build because they have 6 children, the house is not a nightmare to them. Because all the children have left home. Once your child enters university, he's just gradually telling you bye-bye. He's telling you bye-bye. So they now define you by house, by car, by that they have a job that they don't even know whether they will sack them tomorrow. No, I don't know if you understand. You have to deal with your own security. Who are you? Who is Benson Akigbe? Am I defined by... I remember when I got to an inner healing training. It was metamorphosis of the heart. And my coach asked me, say, Ben, what does ministry success mean to you? You, if I ask you now, how you tell me, say, Pastor Doblo? So that I will say it in your own language. Maybe we have a campground. We can do things with money. So it's all about the numbers. It's all about the numbers. Numbers in terms of people, number in terms of money. And these first things were taught to us by America. So how have they gone ahead of you? Even if they have new clothes, they don't have more rags than you. You have gone ahead too. No, you see, it's just force this thing. We are running on two different lanes. On two different lanes. The Bible says it's only a fool that compares themselves one to another. So when they come and begin to showcase their own, now showcase your own. And don't even talk. Must you talk? You mustn't talk. As one example, I was thinking of somebody. Maybe it will come back to me. About not comparing yourself to another person. The person can talk. Keep quiet. It's only when they come and taste and see. You define ourselves by car. Listen to me. I go outside, I see different cars. but that car has not entered with you here, what cannot follow you should not define you. It can't follow you to the toilet. It can't follow you this thing. It shouldn't define you. And so we have to be careful. That's why I say this success myth. The way we want success by all means. The way we define success. The way those days in this town, if you are not, if parents cannot ascertain what you do, they will not give you their daughter to marry. Today, parents buy gadgets for their children. Say, now waiting your mate, they do. That's why I said one day recently, I said, we need to repent. We see all these people are coming from the north to come and steal from us. Is that not true? They are the ones doing the... Am I making sense? Do you know what our brothers did in Germany, Austria, Italy? Those days when they were bringing all those cars here, how were they seeing it? Desmond is laughing. They will even tell us that I just rented the car and before they knew, I have shipped it to Nigeria. That's what they were doing. Some of the girls will meet to Iboma, they will steal their money and send it. So we need to come before God and say, Lord, we are sorry. We sowed seeds. The fruit has come. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Somebody has a question over there.
Okay. Desmond again.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Papa, when we usually come for men's meeting, there are some issues that we really don't go to. Because see, they don't need to talk about us or here now. Fine, the question that you were talking on breadwinner. To me, that's not what even destroys family. Papa, sometimes, sorry we have singles here, sexual life of couples destroys family. Sometimes I see my wife as my sister. I'm using myself as an example. And I don't have a father to go and ask. Or let me say, before now, you can't even run to your father and talk about sex. I say, ah, daddy, I don't understand how body they do me. You can't. I think this is the better place. Though we have medical doctors around, but this is the better place. This one at church. Maybe tomorrow now we come to cry and say, or like, let me just use Pastor Charles. Women run to Pastor Charles every day telling him the problem they have. They don't say some. Because they come look and say, ah, tell pa. Out there, pastor says, see, sometimes daddy, I'm a man. Sometimes I don't see my wife to be my wife. How can we trash those situations?
Yes.
Maybe I never hit the name for the head, but you understand,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, we assume there was one time I did on sexual temptations here. I don't have hold back. That's why we need, you know, this is a large gathering. We need small gatherings of men that we need to talk about some things. Sex is a major issue. It's one thing we don't talk about. And that's why people talk about the Calabar women, they have economy they give to people. No, they are trained. They start the training by the age of 7. And that 7 is about keeping the home, first of all. Until when they enter the fighting room, other women will come and tell you what to do. They tell you what to do when your husband comes from work. How you set everything, that even when he's angry with you, you should sleep with him first. These are things they tell them, and they tell them there's a particular breeze that blows during the early hours of the morning. That is the time you now wake up your husband to tell him what he has done to you, and that point in time, the man will say, I'm sorry, and buy you wrappers. These are skills they tell people. Same thing with people, with this thing. Sex with one woman is boring if you don't have the Holy Spirit. Oh, you don't know. The reason why you want to sleep with other women is because sex is no longer an encounter, it's an act. Well, we'll talk about that one when we have the married men's conclave. they will set it up. Talk to Pastor Clem and Pastor Hije. They will set it up. That one will now be conversations. It will not be talking to this thing. We'll bring medical experts too to talk about it, because really, sex is supposed to be an encounter. It's not an act. That means that when you have an encounter, it's just like having Holy Ghost encounter. You want more. That's how it's supposed to be. One encounter should lead to another encounter, should lead to another encounter, that you are never satisfied. But when it becomes an act, another time you say you don't want to eat a goosey soup again, then you don't know that you are not digging your grave. You are digging your grave. Sometimes when I see some men say, no, I must have two girlfriends, I'll just be looking at them. I say, small picking. I've seen older men. 65 before 70, they will now be saying, say, Lord. So I don't know what they worry me. That's when they will start telling you how they are supposed to stay with their wife, their first wife. They were going to do this. They say, look at my life now. Somebody told me like that when he was 60 something. He was still doing primary school wrong. Now, get power of the crazy. At 65, you should be doing grandfather run. And then say so you get power. Am I making sense? You're doing grandfather run. Not trying to think of, this thing. Once you have three wives and four this thing, all of them will be calling you. You will be like a madman. Don't you think, can't you see how it's very hard to marry one woman? Very hard. You now add another one. Because you cannot control this thing. Now 5 minutes. Or pata, let's say 10 minutes. It's gone. The problem lingered for more than 10 years. Ask David. He will tell you the problem. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.